我是老吴，同志们。
Hello, comrades.
昨天说了蒋方舟道歉。
Yesterday, I mentioned that Jiang Fangzhou apologized.
还有蒋方舟被撤销硕士学位的事。
There's also the matter of Jiang Fangzhou's revoked master's degree.
我昨天在视频当中就说了。
I said in the video yesterday.
对于他的处理还是过于轻了。
The punishment was too light for him.
因为他直到现在为止
Because he has not yet.
他并没有为当年说过的那些话
He didn't apologize for the words he said back then.
付出任何应有的代价
There should be a corresponding price.
如果当年他说的那样的话
If he had said those words back then.
是一个普通网友说的
A normal person said,
又会作何处理呢?
What will happen next?
难道说天才少女就有金钟罩护体吗?
Could it be that a genius girl has a golden shield to protect her?
所以她现在只是轻描淡写的道了个歉。
So he just casually apologized.
顺便说一句啊,
By the way,
她那个道歉写的压根就是有语病的。
His apology is completely nonsensical.
这天才少女的含金量还真是高啊。
This girl is really talented.
某些绝望的文盲写的都比她好。
Some of the desperate illiterate people wrote better than him.
还有一件有趣的事。
There is one more interesting thing.
大伙一起来围观一下。
Come on, everyone, let's take a look.
篇帖子
0200000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 I will post the photos.
各位可以去他某博账号里搜索"姥姥"，直接就能看到。
You can search for Larler on his blog account to see it directly.
咱们说回他的帖子内容。
Let's get back to the content of his post.
我就纳了闷了。
I was puzzled.
你是还活在旧社会吗？
Are you still living in the old society?
不知道那三座大山早就被我们推翻了吗？
Do you know if those three big mountains have already been overturned by us?
怎么还整出来这股子一老一少的做派呢？
Why do you keep acting like an old man?
字里行间透出来的那股子腐朽味儿。
The rotten smell that emanates from every word and line.
你自己不觉得呛得慌吗？
Don't you feel choked?
那么今天我还关注到了另外一件事。
So today, I also noticed another thing.
据观察者网今日报道。
According to Observer.com's report today,
就在蒋方舟的学位被撤销的前三天。
Three days before Jiang Feng's degree was revoked.
蒋方舟公司法定代表人变更为他的母亲。
The legal representative of Jiang Fengju Company has been changed to his mother.
不得不说，这速度是真快啊。
I have to say, the speed is really fast.
咱们老百姓都不知道这个通报到底什么时候能发出来。
We ordinary people don't know when this announcement will be released.
人家就是能够在三天之前就提前搞出了一些小动作。
People can already take some preliminary steps within 3 days.
另外
，In addition，
据红星新闻近日报道
，According to a recent report by Hanxi News，
天眼查 APP 显示
，Ten in check app shows，
蒋方舟名下关联四家企业
，Jiang Fengju is associated with 4 companies。
目前这些企业均已注销。
Currently, all these companies have been deregistered.
那么我的问题来了。
So, my question is,
既然人民大学那边经过核查，
since the People's University has verified it,
已经认定蒋方舟构成学术不端的行为。
it has been determined that Jiang Fengju committed academic misconduct.
那么这些年，他通过他的身份获取的这些商业价值，创造的这些商业利润。
So, over the years, he has gained these commercial values and profits through his identity.
是不是都应该收回来啊？
Shouldn't they all be returned?
因为这是建立在欺世盗名的基础之上的。
Because it is built on the foundation of deception and fraud.
不当获利啊。
Illicit gain.
蒋方舟是不是应该吐出来呢？
Should Jiang Fengju be exposed?
如果这样的选手，我们都可以容忍他实现所谓的财富自由的话。
If we can tolerate such a player achieving so-called financial freedom,
那我们的社会究竟成什么样子了？
what kind of society are we living in?
道一个歉就可以美美的隐身了。
A simple apology can make you disappear beautifully.
拿着这些年赚的不义之财。
Using the ill-gotten gains earned over these years.
躺平了。
Lie down.
这样做难道真的可以吗？
Is this really possible? Oh.
对了。
Right.
结尾还得说一下子啊。
And then there's the ending.
从2026年4月9号，
From April 9, 2026,
西北大学发布对贾浅浅的调查情况通报，到现在已经过去了。
Northwestern University has released a report on the investigation into the fake shallow incident.
90多天了。
It's been over 90 days.
3个多月了。
More than 3 months have passed.
如果这个调查效率有假浅浅
If this survey is not very effective,
写的那些屎尿屁诗歌一半痛快的话
The half-hearted crude poems about shit and feces,
这个结果也早就调查出来了
This result has already been investigated.
所以我很无奈啊
I'm so frustrated.
网友同志们
Netizens,
你们有什么观点和看法
What are your opinions and views?
评论区里告诉我
Tell me in the comments